More news stories now, including a major boost for those needing cancer tests and an amazing summer of music to boost our region. But first, more for Anglia Square.
A new round of consultations is being launched by developers behind a potential new scheme at Anglia Square. Western Homes and Columbia Threadneedle are promising to return with more detailed proposals for further views and feedback after gathering opinions for the site back in December. Some of those details emerged in an environmental screening request to Norwich City Council. The site, which includes the vacant former office building Sovereign House, the condemned multi-storey car park fronting Edward Street and Surrey Chapel Free Church, would be transformed in a bid to attract new shops and restaurants to the area. Iceni Projects, on behalf of Western Homes, say in the EIA screening request the proposals are currently in the process of being refined, but expect all the existing buildings to be torn down with the possible exception of Gildan Gate House.
It would cost almost £7 million to bring Norfolk's roads up to a decent standard, council bosses have revealed. As a report showed, one in six of the region's roads will need to be repaired within the next 5 years. An annual study of roads across the country estimated one-time costs to get roads in the east into reasonable condition was £854.9 million and £12.06 billion for England and Wales as a whole. The findings are reported in this year's annual Local Authority Road Maintenance Alarms Survey, compiled by the Asphalt Industry Alliance. Norfolk County Council says the overall backlog for highways in total, including roads, bridges, traffic signals and drainage, was just under £49 million as of June last year, with a £6.9 million road surface backlog. The council said it had spent £17 million on all road repairs in 2016-17, including surfacing, surface dressing, patching and potholes. The authority said that 6,770 potholes were filled in the past year, but a spokesman for the council said, ideally, we would like to be able to spend £5 million to £10 million more a year to improve the county's roads. The Local Government Association, which represents local councils, has called for road repairs to be made a national priority.
A giant octopus has been spotted on Norfolk's most famous clubbing street, with tentacles sticking out of upstairs windows at the junction with St Faith's Lane. Just months after Jeremy Kyle visited Prince of Wales Road, an even more unexpected visitor appeared in Norwich. The giant purple and green creature has invaded Mercy Nightclub and DFC Takeaway. But Norwich residents have nothing to worry about, as the inflatable octopus has been placed above Mercy Nightclub in celebration of their upcoming Festival of Fools event taking place on Saturday, April the 1st.
From Take That, playing two dates at Norwich City Football Club, to Tom Jones performing at Hokham Hall in North Norfolk, our region looks set to enjoy a great summer of outdoor music this year and a major profile boost on the national stage. Tickets are on sale for the latest big music act to be announced for Norwich. Girlbound Little Mix will play Earlham Park on September the 3rd. And there is a huge array of other big stars as well as festivals like Sundown and Latitude for people to enjoy in the months ahead. Nick Bond, head of tourism at Visit Norwich, said it was great to see so many major names heading to Norwich and said the city's growing success on the music scene echoes its profile as a key shopping destination for the region, with both being great news for the local economy. Alan Waters, leader of Norwich City Council, added, Norwich is set to have a wonderful summer of entertainment, We're particularly pleased to welcome Little Mix to our much-loved Earlham Park, which has already proved itself to be a fitting venue for international stars.
A group of police officers who fought a roadside life-and-death battle to save a great Yarmouth stabbing victim from dying are to receive top national life-saving honours. The five police officers have all been awarded Royal Humane Society certificates of commendation for saving the man's life on Boxing Day 2015. When they arrived at the scene of the stabbing in Queen Street, Sergeant Adrian Hales and PCs Constance Duffield, Andy Featherston, Lewis Gilmore and Dean Harrison were said to be confronted with a bloodbath. The victim was bleeding profusely from a deep slash to his face and had suffered massive blood loss. Using a first aid kit and towels obtained from a local resident, PCs Harrison, Duffield and Featherston attempted to stem the bleeding, but without success. The victim fell unconscious and his airways became blocked with congealed blood. Although an ambulance had been called, Sergeant Hales decided that time was of the essence and instructed PC Gilmore to take the blood-soaked man to hospital in a police car. PC Harrison went with him and on the way continued to fight to try and limit blood loss. At the hospital, the victim needed 3 blood transfusions and 13 stitches to the gash in his face. Sergeant Hales said, "It's always a proud moment to be recognised for what is for us just another call on another day. It demonstrates how quickly, as a police officer, you can be presented with life or death situations and where minutes can make all the difference."
Doctors in Norfolk will be able to detect signs of skin cancer quicker and without the need for a biopsy, thanks to a revolutionary new microscope. Up to 6,000 people a year could benefit from the £170,000 piece of equipment which has been installed at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital. The confocal microscope enables dermatologists to view detailed images of the upper layers of skin, allowing cancer to be diagnosed without the need for a skin sample. The NNN is the second hospital in the country to benefit from the equipment, which has been purchased following a fundraising campaign.
A new guide to help unpaid carers deal with relationship issues has been produced, which recognises the sometimes difficult position of looking after someone close to you. The online handbook from organisation Norfolk Carers works on the basis that people may find it hard to think of themselves as a carer, and they often don't seek help until they reach crises, with relationships inevitably affected. And it is something Jane Clark, 70, wishes she had when her husband, 76-year-old John, was diagnosed with Alzheimer's in 2010. "When we first had the diagnosis, we thought it was the end of the world," Mrs. Clark said. "But the Helson couple have taken the positives from the situation and taken advantage of the many support groups available to meet new friends and try new things."
From 4 skinny lurchers and 2 German shepherds living in squalor to 3 Staffordshire Bull Terriers who died in a hot car. These are real cases of cruelty investigated by the RSPCA officers in Norfolk, Suffolk, Cambridgeshire in 2016. During that period, there were 35,417 allegations of animal cruelty looked into by the charity from the southeast of England, a 4% increase from 2015, when there were 34,003 allegations. Concern calls to the RSPCA from Norfolk and Suffolk in 2016 were up 1%. And 7% respectively from the year before. There was a decrease in 1.3% in concerns reported in the 24/7 hotline in Cambridgeshire in that same period. But despite the increase, the charity's leading inspector believes the surge in calls is because people are becoming more aware and less tolerant of animal cruelty and neglect.
Now to our feature, written by Jessica Long, which looks at the new quid on the block. The first new £1 coin in more than 30 years is now in circulation, and it is claimed that it is the most secure of its kind in the world. Simon Shirley has kindly stepped in to read for us, as Sarah Lusher has completely lost her voice, to the delight of her husband.